Imitation foods. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Is the milk in your glass really milk? The National Milk Producers Federation has long contested that some are violating food standards when they use the word milk for foods that lack actual dairy content. And now the group is soured on efforts by the Food and Drug Administration to devote attention to regulating the names of certain types of sugar, while at the same time the agency is ignoring what they claim is the misuse of dairy-specific names in foods with no actual milk content. In a letter, the Milk Producers Federation questioned why the FDA is focused on clarifying the common or usual name for dried cane syrup, a type of dried sugar used as a food ingredient, even as it allows soy, rice, nut, and hemp products to define themselves as milk. The letter points out that it seems rather disingenuous for FDA to utilize its often referenced limited resources to issue additional labeling guidance for sugars, while simultaneously not enforcing existing regulations pertaining to the identity of foods, including imitation dairy products. The letter from the Milk Federation is the latest in a series of correspondence between the dairy organization and FDA, dating back to the year 2000, in which the Federation has urged the agency to enforce existing requirements for labeling of imitation foods, specifying that many milk, yogurt, cheese, and ice cream substitutes produced from vegetable or plant materials are not nutritionally equivalent to real dairy products. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.